Let's talk about Invincible Season 1, Episode 7. This one is called Trust Issues.
Tom, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
But I think last week I did my dumb trick of saying there's no such thing as a bad episode of Invincible, but there has to be a least good one, and I think we just experienced it. Crow never tasted so good. This episode was amazing. Like, I watched it. I'm watching the show, full disclosure. I'm watching it with my 13-year-old. We're both really into it. My 13-year-old is kind of going through a gothy phase. So she's not bothered by the gore. She's very intrigued by, you know, kind of late teenager dating themes and all that stuff. I'm interested in dad stuff and dad explaining to kids complicated stuff. We're both interested in an epic battle that in the style, like as the Toast of London couldn't have gone more over the top than the battle that we saw with Omni-Man with nukes hitting him, lasers blasting from space.
That a gigantic tentacle monster.
That head on a platter that Bryce totally called it is coming back into play, where they bring back the immortal and send him in. And the best he's able to do is slightly scrape up his eyes. Oh my God, this was next level, over the top. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I implored Twitter. I said, poets, invent new words, because I need more phrases that mean very good. I loved it so much.
I also really liked how Amber, we got the big reveal of like, because I'm the guy. I'm invincible. And Amber was like, yeah, duh. I know. That's not the problem. I've known that for a long time.
The problem is you're an ass. That's the problem.
Like, oh, wow. That's much more real and interesting. Where you're like, you don't like me because I wear flashy clothes. And they're like, no, that really isn't it. And so then him going off to Eve, which, you know, has been simmering on the back burner, like, oh yeah, she got done by her boyfriend. And now you, that all makes perfect sense. And will it work out? I really like the relationship aspect of this episode, and you get a giant tentacle monster battle, and Bryce gets to say he was right, although he's not here to claim it, because the head totally came back, although in a different way, perhaps, than maybe we had imagined, but he still gets full points for that. This was great, and I have been wondering if Omni-Man would just be evil and we'd have to deal with that, and he'd think in his own head that he's the hero of the story, or if there would be a secret reason that is unfathomable of why he killed the Guardians of the Globe. And this was the first episode that kind of trotted back into the idea of like, maybe he had a reason. I'm not saying that he does. Maybe his reason's really awful, but I liked that we are finally tiptoeing back towards that of like, but why? Why did he do that? Has he secretly been evil all this time? He doesn't think so. So that whetted my appetite for uncovering that mystery too.
I posted in the chat a Twitter thread, but the my theory, which I have told my daughter, but I don't recall if I've said on the air. My theory is that the secret is that that he has presented himself as a guardian of a planet, and that's what his race does. But instead, they are emperors of various planets. And the key being, there was that one dude that showed up, and he went to go punch him, and he said, "Sorry, Earth isn't yours to conquer." And then he punches the alien into oblivion, which to me was like a wink that, no, it's mine. It belongs to me. I like it enough that I allow all these beings to play pretend like I'm not their god. So when I tweeted out that poets needed to invent new words for how good this was, I was pleased. And I know it's so dumb. I know it's some marketing intern or whatever for Invincible, but the official Invincible account replied, "As the poet Rex Splode would say," and then it showed an animated GIF of him saying, unbelievably awesome, which made me happy.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the best moments is when Omni-Man is trying to tell his wife that there's a good reason behind this. And they're having the classic, like, nobody listens to each other in the fight, so they don't say the things they should say to get to the bottom, so we don't get the answer. But he really does look like he wants her to believe him. So this is not a like, oh, well, you know, I liked you well enough, but now that you're, you know, my purposes are over, I will dispose of you. He looks actually hurt.
I mean,
he looks actually like, no, I need you to understand.
I mean, here again, and this is what I'm hoping for, fingers crossed. If you've read the comic, please don't ruin anything for me. But what I'm hoping, what is revealed, is that in his heart of hearts, he truly believes he has done the most moral thing of anyone in his species by being the first to figure out a way to be the god emperor of a planet and yet be the most benign of that by hiding the fact that he's now their god emperor and instead pretending to be a hero that beats up thugs in an alley. And he wishes he could have said that, but he couldn't because he truly fell in love with this woman and truly fell in love with his children and truly befriended these people. But we're now at the part where part of the code is when a threat, you know, his offspring has powers, because that's when everything changes. Now comes the part where he, I don't know, per the code, either has to, you know, fight to the death or whatever it is. But it's like I truly believe Omni-Man believes that what he did was transformative and moral. Also, I truly believe he feels entitled to all of planet Earth.
Yeah, both of those are true, and they certainly fit your theory. I still am very curious why he would have to kill the Guardians of the Globe. Why would that fit into a moral purpose? And why would you do it in such a way that is going to raise so many questions? Like, why did he have to do it like that? He's Omni-Man. He could have slowly undermined them or waited for them to die. Or like, there's got to be a reason of like, no, I couldn't do that. I had to do this.
I think
because that's what comes across, is he's like, I had to, but there was a really good reason.
If I'm going to guess, and this is just me placing a bet, I would guess that he was deeply hoping that his son would never manifest powers and this would never be a problem. But the moment his son manifested powers, he realized that per the code or whatever, he had to eliminate all other threats because...
I don't remember in episode one. Doesn't Mark show the powers after he killed the Guardians of the Globe?
No, I believe it's before. I think okay. He finds out and then immediately just says BRB and then kills the Justice League. Whoops, I mean Guardians of the Globe.
Guardians of the Galaxy. No, definitely not. All right. Yeah, I thought it was before, but I could be wrong. Either way.
Also, is it, and this is a person who has never seen any of the show whatsoever, but is it anything like, that Alex Ross book where, in Injustice, where Lex Luthor starts having all these visions of superheroes being the end of civilization, and he's like, well, I gotta kill them all.
There are certainly themes of that playing around, but I think it's a lot closer to, if you've seen The Boys on Amazon, it's a lot closer to that.
That so I've seen.
If anybody has seen, you know, The Boys and you're itching for more of that, then boy, do I have a show for you.
I think that's probably the right direction though, John, which is there's going to be something of like, yeah, but they were starting to do X, and if I let them do that, then that's an inexorable slide, and then I have to stop them and a lot more people die. So I just needed to cut it off right now. You know, my guess is it's something in that region.
Yeah. JC Calhoun in the chat says it's like The Boys, but without all the sex stuff. And I think that's a good way to position it.
Also, I now can see Eve's Adam on her logo, since it's been pointed out. In long shots, it still looks like an X, but when they're close up, I'm like, oh yeah, no, it does have the little loops. So
yeah,
there you go. Thank you for that. Anything else on Invincible?
No, it's just, I liked it very much. Tom, was this like, yeah, a pretty good episode for you, or was it the best episode of the series, or where are you
top 10%.
Yeah.
Top 10%. Probably the best, but I, I didn't immediately say that when it was done, but man, that battle scene, you're not joking. That was amazing.
It was so great. It was, yeah. And to experience that with a 13-year-old, where both of us were like, you know, slapping the ground, looking at each other and be like, what? It was so much fun.
Yeah. All right. That's Invincible episode 7 of season 1.